Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What can I do for you today, Matt?
I recently received a letter in the mail saying that there's, I'm not sure if this, okay, this gets to my main question. I'm wondering if the service is now available at my house if I receive this letter.
Sure, absolutely. Oftentimes when you start receiving the letters, it's a pre-order, so to speak. But I can definitely take a look at your address and see what the service date would be.
Okay, that'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your service address, please, Matt?
It's 355 Broadway in Ulster Park, New York.
Do you have the zip code?
12487.
Perfect. All right, I'm looking that up now. There it is. And just bear with me as a few moments of silence. I said it was 355 and it was 12487. Okay, hold on. I mistyped that. There we go. So it's showing the in-service date as December 27th, so 2 days after Christmas.
Okay, interesting. And how would that work if I did like a pre-order? Like, what does a pre-order entail, and like, what's the financial commitment to that?
So there's typically no financial commitment unless you are required to pay a $50 deposit. Which is determined by a soft credit check where it doesn't show us anything with regards to your credit. It doesn't affect your credit. It just lets us know as to whether or not you would have to pay a deposit, which would be $50. But I mean, if everything goes through just fine, there's no financial commitment at all. The sign-up process, as far as that goes, would be me asking you, you know, is your location a home or a business? What plan you're looking for? Is there anything about your house that we should be aware of for our, they're not really construction, but for our drop team to go ahead and pre-install the cable, the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. So there is a bit of a process when it comes to signing up, and it's completely up to you if you want to do it now or if you want to wait a little bit.
Okay, so the question I have here is more like, if I do the pre-order, will they, like, okay, a couple things. If you're saying the in-service date is December 27th, like, is that looking like a pretty accurate date?
Yes.
Like, has there been, like, pushbacks in terms of, like, first usage dates for, like, new service and areas based on like the dates get pushed back, or is that a thing?
It's not usually a thing. The only time that we've ever run into that was if the pole permits didn't go through, or if we had like some unexpected issue required us to delay. But usually it's not longer than a week as far as the delay goes.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's pretty going to be pretty close, if not exactly around then.
Yes.
And then the next question I have is, like, is there anything that happens before the in-service date? Like, for instance, is the 27th when I should expect to have someone coming out to my house, crawling around in the basement and moving cables, you know, on through floor joists or around floor joists to get this to the place it needs to go?
When your appointment is scheduled, I mean, this is the in-service date, so this is the time that you would have service installation available to you. As far as like the installation date, it would be It would be a date that you choose, a time that you choose, and then from there, on the specific install appointment that you get scheduled with, that would be where the tech comes into the home. The part where they connect your outside of your house to the network at the street, you wouldn't have to be home for. We take care of that on our end.
Okay, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe it makes sense to go. I need to think about this a little bit more because, like, you're saying there's probably not a financial commitment. I can just, like, set up due to pre-order.
Yeah. The only financial commitment is if there is a requirement of the $50 deposit, then that would be what gets taken and it gets held onto your account for 12 months and then reissued back to you as either a statement credit or a one-time check.
Okay, that makes sense. Cool. Okay, well, I don't know if I have time right now to do this over the phone. Can I do this on the website or call back later?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have the capability of having you sign up on the website. You just type in your address, zip code, and then so it would be through the Shop Now button. That would be the way for you to go ahead and sign up online, or you can give us a call at any time.
Okay, that sounds good. And
Oh, one more thing
How
about the
I
credit check. If you do it online, make sure you don't have a freeze on your credit when you go to do the credit check.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, another question is like, I've had issues with Spectrum as it relates to like reliability. There's been like intermittent outages, especially during storms. And I guess I'm wondering like how I don't expect miracles here, but I am wondering like how does Archtop Fiber expect to be involved when it comes to like poles coming down or like wires coming down from poles
So
and
a good like 70 or 80% of that is avoided because we have our cables micro trenched.
I see. Okay. I was actually
Most of
wondering
our
about
cables
that.
are buried. And there's also construction videos available online if you're curious about how we do it. If you go to the support, you'll be able to see just where they were how they bury it, they show how we trench it, what the different things that we do as far as the construction goes, how we protect them from the weather.
Got it. Okay. Well, I will take a look at that. Yeah, that is actually very reassuring because, like, I know that, like, Spectrum is not, they're actually up on the poles and there
Yeah,
are still
there
all
are
sorts of
some
outages.
areas where we are up on the poles. But again, it really varies by the area. So for us, it's more of like if we can't go burial, then we have to go aerial. But not a good 80% of ours is buried because that's what we take pride in. Not only does it save our customers the headache, but it also saves us the headache, so to
Got
speak.
it. Okay, so that makes sense. So another question about that is, like, I know one thing that is good about this, like, the cable internet through, is that like when there's a power outage, I have an uninterruptible power supply. So like, when the power goes out, I can still have internet service because it's like completely independent of the power system. And I
Yes.
guess I'm wondering, is there any, are there going to be any, you know, I mean, I can plug my Archtop like modem or whatever you're going to give me into the same power supply thing, this uninterruptible power supply. But
Yes.
is there any, are there any components along the way of the system that would go down in the event of a Central Hudson power line outage? But like,
No. So we also have hospital grade or emergency grade generators. So
I
for
see. Okay,
when Central Hudson loses power, when Central Hudson loses power, then at that point you would still have internet because we have our backup generators at all of our substations.
got it. Okay, that's what I was wondering. And then at my particular house, if I have the backup power supply, not a generator, but this uninterruptible battery backup, that will cover me on the house side of it. So like your infrastructure covers me, and then I have my own coverage, and then it sounds like I should be
Correct.
good.
Yes. So even if everybody else were to lose power, as long as you have a power source for the modem and the router, then at that point, we would be able to still provide you with the internet.
Yeah, so I also, that's another thing. I have my own switch, my own like route, wireless router and switching framework.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, use that and just use your modem.
Yeah, I mean, so we have our modem, which handles the fiber end of the things of the internet. But as far as the router, you have the capability of using your own if you want to. The only reason that we recommend using ours is because if you're having issues with the router, we can troubleshoot with our back-end systems. We have a special system that allows us to troubleshoot the routers that we provide.
Yeah.
And it also gives you a little bit of an extra edge on your security as well, because you have the capability of creating guest passcodes. You're able to see when, if you live with others, if others are home, just based on when their phone connects. So there's a few different cool things that our router actually can provide as far as that goes. But absolutely, if you really want to use yours, you can definitely use yours. But we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot at that point if something were to go wrong or if you were to have
Yeah, that
difficulty.
makes sense. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so
Plus, our
much
modem
for
and router
helping
are
me. Thank
completely included in the price too, so.
Yeah, no, good to know. Well, thank you for your help in answering all my questions. I gotta run right now, but I think I'm gonna call back later,
Absolutely.
sign up online. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sure, Matt. And if you have any other questions, feel free to let me know. We're here, any one of us are more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Yep, thank you. I'll talk to
You're
you
so
soon.
very
Thank you. Bye.
welcome, Matt. Thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks.